Item 17, discussion and possible action on water management plan and inter-agency cooperation agreement with Texas Engineering Experiment Station, TEES. Wheelock.
Mr. Chairman, this item has two halves. One is going to be an update to a briefing we gave you last July on our water management plan, and the second half is an action item for consideration. Water management plan just first slide here is on why is one needed, and this is a follow-on, like I said, to last year. Basically, that the demands on our system are increasing. We've got obviously more constraints on us as time moves forward, and then I think our systems operations permit, once it's issued, will require that we have a water management plan, which we currently don't. So we are in the process of developing that. This next slide is a schematic of the three major parts of a water management plan. This is the way I conceptualize it and Water Services conceptualize it. Part A is the documentation part, and that'll be written documentation, which most people think that is our water management plan. That'll be the physical aspect of a water management plan. Part B, we've been spending a good bit of time lately working on that, and I'll brief you on where we are on that, but that's our water rights and contracts and an accounting system that will be compliant with our SysOps water rights with TCEQ. And then the third part is an operational aspect, and that's where our operations item is. The next slide, Jennifer, is what are the plan functions? What is in the water management plan? Of course, it will define our water supplies, our commitments, how we operate the system. There'll be a planning component to it, and then it'll define the various constraints put on us either currently or in the future. And that'll be very valuable to us, particularly in the in-stream flow and environmental aspects on how we manage our water supply. The next one just gives a very broad overview of the seven major components of that written Part A documentation part. And Jennifer, one more push of the button there. Then it shows the significant amount of detail that exists within each of those major parts. And y'all have these in your book. I'm not going to run through those real quickly. I'm just going to run on the next slide, which brings up the schematic again. And a push of a button again brings in, one more time, Jennifer, please. The next three slides talk about our water sources and availability, the progress we've made over the last year on those, and the water use and reporting and accounting. And then the third piece I want to talk about is the model development analysis and an opportunity that's been presented to us. On water sources availability, I just wanted to real quickly tell you that we have gone through, we've made our planning and our quantification of our water supply consistent with the 2060 time frame, which is the state water planning horizon also. It's also been updated to be a geographic-based accounting system, and it has a temporal component having to do with sedimentation and return flows. And it's also very consistent with how we're contracting for water, particularly in the Belton and Belk County and Williamson County areas. The next item, the next slide, just gives you a map indicating the geographic component of what we've been doing on our water supply accounting. We're in the early implementation phase of this. And then the next slide, I'm pleased to report that we have moved to online water use reporting. Not system-wide, we're in the implementation phase of this also. So when talking to our customers, we're trying to move more to a real-time, online, less paper-based reporting system. So that ends the informational briefing of some of the things we've been working on the water supply, our water management plan over the past year. On the next item, on the operational phase and an operational model, we put a good bit of time into meeting statewide with experts, TCEQ, other river authorities, universities, consultants, knowledgeable people on operational models and what's state of the art. With that, we have identified a number of key components, not the least of which are these 12 that we've listed here. I won't go through those in any detail, but in doing our due diligence on what an operational model can do and what's feasible to implement, One of the people we met with is Dr. Ralph Werbs at Texas A&M University, and he's the head of the Texas Engineering Experiment Station, or has a major piece of that component. Dr. Ralph Werbs was the developer of the WRAP model, the Water Rights Assessment Package, and the WAM model that we hear a lot about it, that TCEQ has adopted as the official way to quantify water rights around the state. Dr. Werbs, as an individual, is also involved in our SysOps project. A&M and TES and the Texas Water Resources Institute have always had a close working relationship with the Brazos River Authority, and they often like to use the Brazos River as a test bed for their new technology. In talking with Dr. Werbs and telling him what we needed on operational model, he and his experiment station people have submitted an unsolicited proposal to us to enter an interlocal agreement to assist with this operational model. We were very excited that they've submitted that model to us. We think that's got, or that proposal to us, we think that's got some very good possibilities for us. So those are the qualifications of Dr. Werbs. We are supportive of this proposal to us. The next slide shows some of the benefits available to us for this. The approach that he wants to use for how we're going to honor senior water rights is significant to us. There are some significant items on drought management and reliability modeling that we are excited about, and that also gives us the tool to look at alternative operational strategies of our reservoirs as we move forward, particularly after we get the flexibility that's given to us by the systems operations permit. The next slide shows...
I have a question for you.
Yes, ma'am.
That very first bullet that says simplified approach to senior water rights, can you just elaborate just a little bit more what that means?
The WRAP and WAM models that are used by TCEQ have several thousand control points for monitoring senior water rights. It's a very detailed and very, the number of geographic segments is very, very small. This broadens that to lump them together into a scene. It's a simpler model that runs faster and easier to interpret.
It's the model itself you're talking about that makes it easier.
Yes, it's by aggregating and lumping some of the detail together.
Okay.
Is what's proposed. This slide just shows of the 12 items that have been identified as key to us, the proposal that Dr. Werbs has developed to us identifies or targets 8 of those 12 items. With that, the next item is a proposed resolution to you to enter an interlocal agreement with the Texas Engineering Experiment Station for this. The budget for it is $160,000. That's over 2 years, and that is the budget for that is included in our system operations, our current budgeting for technical assistance with this type of item.
Read the resolution, please.
Be it resolved that the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority hereby authorizes the General Manager or CEO to negotiate and execute an interagency cooperation agreement with the Texas Engineering Experiment Station to jointly develop system operation tools as part of the Brazos River Authority's water management plan for a total cost not to exceed $160,000.
Any questions for David or comments or suggestions? I hear a motion for approval by Mr. Christian, seconded by Sal. Will the board please?
Chairman Pena?
Yes.
Director
Yes.
Director Adams?
Yes.
Director Carrabas?
Yes.
Director Chalmette?
Yes.
Director Christian?
Yes.
Director Cluett?
Yes.
Director Garcia?
Yes.
Director Gere?
Yes.
Director Hughes?
Yes.
Director Johnson?
Yes.
Director Kilgore?
Yes.
Director Martin?
Yes.
Director Moore?
Yes.
Director Stagg?
Yes.
Director Sekinino?
Yes.